Good morning, and welcome to the Nettier Q1 2011 Results Conference Call. Hosting today's call will be Miroslav Godlewski, President and Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. John Eastick, Chief Financial Officer. Following management's formal comments, you will now have the opportunity to ask questions. Mr. Godlewski, you may now begin.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. As mentioned, myself and Jonathan Eastick, our CFO, will be walking you through first quarter of 2011 results. Through that conference call, we will be referring to the presentation posted today in the morning on our website. I hope you all find that presentation and you have in front of you. Let me just start from some highlights. I have to say, I have a pleasure to say that the first quarter of 2011 was a quarter of increasing margins. Also today, we are also confirming our full-year guidance. Let's look at those key performance indicators. Our total revenue was up 3.7% year-over-year and went above 400 million zlotys. Our adjusted EBITDA was almost 12% up on a year-on-year basis and exceeded 100 million zlotys or 25.3% margin. EBIT was 26 million, and we've generated 60 million zlotys of free cash flow before any acquisitions. If you flip to page three, you see some of the other highlights I would like to refer to. We finished the first quarter with 704,000 broadband services, which represents healthy growth of 17% on a year-over-year basis. We've also reached 1,226,000 voice services, which is 5% increase on a year-over-year basis. We continue to grow on our LLU targets. We reached additional 19,000 net additions in the first quarter of 2011, and we continue unbundling nodes. End of the quarter, we've reached 535 nodes unbundled. More importantly, we already have 146,000 clients, though reducing dependency on a pure wholesale relationship with TP. In the first quarter, we also announced on January 13th our new strategy of 2020, as we call it. I'll be referring to it later on, talking about what we would call total rebranding, also new generation access pilot, a new offer, and also our Klientomania progress. Let's flip to page four just to take a little bit more details on broadband. Vast majority of our additions on broadband customers were added through organic growth, although we have built a strong Ethernet networks pipeline. I would expect that going forward, there will be also growth from acquisitions coming. We've had what we consider a healthy 14% share of fixed broadband net additions throughout first quarter. The SAC increase, which you see on the bottom chart, actually reflects a mix change away from single-play bitstream access, which is in line with our targets of increasing number of double-play services acquired straight away and through upselling. We see stabilizing ARPU at 52 zlotys versus 53 zlotys fourth quarter of 2010. With this performance, we maintain our forecast for 780,000-800,000 broadband customers by end of this year. If you flip to page five to take a look at voice services, I think a couple comments are key. On top of our own network and regulated access, we've now started steadily growing our base of relatively low-cost VoIP technology. You see this gray bar growing almost to 100,000 customers in that technology. So altogether now, 32% of our customers are served directly on our own network. As stated earlier, and now reconfirming our guidance, we are planning to maintain, at least maintain, the base of our voice customers throughout 2011, along with stable ARPU as it was in the first quarter of this year. As a result of January 13th announcement of the strategy, on March 31st, we introduced to the market new corporate identity and new logo. We call it a rebranding effort, and I would hope you agree how a major change of our corporate identity this was. And this was just the first step. So, as we said, with this change, we intend to offer our customers very unique, revolutionary products and services characterized with a number of features: simplicity, innovation, good value, and it's all delivered by passionate people. So already in the middle of April, we've introduced a new offer, again, as we did in the past, first time on the Polish market, with a flat rate based broadband offering. And also we've launched our new e-store. So that offer, and you can have some more details of it on page 7, is so-called No Limits. It offers a bundle of internet access at the highest possible transmission available for that particular client. And with also unlimited fixed-line domestic calls. And it's all at a very attractive price of 99.90 zlotys. As I said, simultaneously, we entered an e-commerce market by launching our new e-store. That e-store presents right now approximately 1,000 products delivered by external content providers. That includes e-books, audiobooks, business applications, and we will be expanding that service going forward as a part of our mission of delivering online services, delivering the whole world online. If you flip to page 8, you would have some more details behind one more strategic direction we set ourselves, which is moving into new generation access networks. So as we've already indicated in previous conference call, we've run pilot starting in December on rolling out new generation access network. That pilot is upgrading copper network into ADSL, into VDSL 50 megabit per second type of speed, and Ethernet networks into 100 megabit type of speeds. We are satisfied with the result of this pilot, so we've already made a decision to move into 500,000 homes passed by end of this year, and that is all done within already guided for CapEx of 230 million zlotys. But obviously, upgrading of the network is not enough to get customers interested. So along with that, we've introduced a new offer, which obviously builds upon those new speeds. So we have 20 meg and 50 meg, and then 20 meg and 100 meg for VDSL and then Ethernet networks, respectively, along with IPTV offer, which includes content from all major Polish and international vendors, priced at very competitive price below 100 zlotys, and you can have some additions like you move into incremental 81 channels and you get 140 zlotys. You have to pay extra for HDTV, but the base package is 99.90 zlotys, which is very competitive offer in the Polish market, and we are very happy with the first results of that offering in the markets where we provided upgrade. I think we also owe you some update on our Clientomania initiative, but as a reminder, this Clientomania objective was to increase customer satisfaction at every stage of the customer lifecycle and to establish Netia as a clear market leader in that respect. So some of the examples of recently completed tasks under this project, which are visible in the market, include implementation of the new invoice layout, and we've received plenty of extremely positive feedback from customers, or things like improved tools for checking availability of the service so we can deliver accurate information to our sales force and also to our customers, decreasing dissatisfaction connected with the fact that services wanted by customers cannot be delivered. But if you look on page 9, on the right-hand side of the page, you see some of the operational KPIs which stem out from this Clientomania initiative, and all of them are very impressive. So, for instance, percent of clients using Netia online services went up by 8 percentage points, along with percent of clients using our e-invoice going up by 7 percentage points. Average claim processing time dropped by 72%. Number of incoming calls regarding activation or number of activated services dropped by almost 40%. So claims per client dropped by 15%. So all of that shows that those initiatives, qualitative initiatives we talked about, are bringing very quantitative, visible results in the market. And I'm convinced this will gradually be converting into further improvement of our profitability and ability to generate revenue growth. But in the meantime, let's take a look at key financial figures for first quarter, and for that purpose, I'll ask Jonathan Istik to walk us through that.
Thank you, Mirek. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to take you through the financial performance for the first quarter. I'm starting from slide 10. Revenues, as Mirek already mentioned, came in at 401.2 million zloty, 3.7% up on a year earlier. Sequentially up 1.8%. It's the first quarter that the company's ever recorded a 400 million zloty revenue line, so we're very happy about that. And all segments have actually contributed to the revenue growth, as you'll see in a second as we walk through the different segment results. That fed through into improved gross profit margin at 131 million zloty and 32.6%. Up significantly on 30.2% in the fourth quarter, and pretty consistent with the position a year ago. Our adjusted EBITDA came in at 101.5 million zloty, 25.3% margin, and 11.8% higher than a year earlier. The major drivers here are roughly split between improved margin coming from the higher revenues, and as Mirek mentioned, the improvement in the mix towards LLU services. Obviously, versus Q4, SAC is a little bit lower because the gross addition rate dropped back due to the more competitive situation on the market, chiefly on the BSA and on the WLR side, on the single plays. But that did contribute to the improvement in EBITDA, and also another very solid quarter on fixed costs, contributing to the positive result. EBIT came in at 26.2 million zloty. That's 34% up on a year earlier. We have a positive contribution from financial costs and also from current taxation, from deferred tax. So our adjusted profit was 35 million zloty. Unfortunately, on the net profit level, we did have to record a loss. We reluctantly took the decision to recognize the 2003 tax dispute as an expense following a court decision that went against us during the quarter. That was 58.3 million and resulted in a 23 million zloty loss for the quarter. But we still expect to make a net profit for the year as a whole, and I'll come back to this tax issue later in the presentation, but we still haven't given up hope of ultimately winning that case. Cash-wise, things are also going from strength to strength. Our position moved up to 382 million zloty versus 345 million zloty at the end of the fourth quarter. We're generating approximately 160 million zloty on a four-quarter rolling basis. We do have as well 700 million zloty mandated with a group of banks who are working with us on major acquisition opportunities. So moving on to slide 11, a quick look at revenue development across the business. The voice segment held up very well year on year. The direct voice revenues are down only $1 million year on year. Most of the decline that you see from $198 million in Q1 of last year to $191 million this year is the running down of the caller pre-selection business, CPS, which halved from 12 million to 6 million zloty. So that's becoming less and less of a drag on our revenue performance. ARPU versus Q4 was actually up on voice services by 1 zloty from 50 zloty to 51 zloty, and that really underpinned a good result on the voice side. Data is also doing well. It's up 7% year on year to 153 million zloty from 143 million a year earlier. 5 million zloty up on Q4. Looking at the starting to run through the segments with the residential segment on slide 5. On slide 12. Obviously, this segment is adjusting to the new market situation since TP reduced its prices in the first quarter on the 1st of October last year. We continue to do extremely well on LLU and on driving double play. We have lost a few single play customers, which is why the number of RGUs is down very slightly on Q4. Against that, margins are recovering very nicely at 19%, and revenues came in at 208 million zloty for the quarter. The new offer that Mirek described a few minutes ago, the no limits offer, should have a positive effect on our ARPU going forward, as we're setting a price point which will actually encourage a lot of customers to trade up. And obviously it is an extremely competitive offer with lots of USPs, and we have high hopes for it driving net additions during the rest of the year. Over the page to slide 13 and the SOHO SME segment. This segment was really galvanized or upgraded from a strategic perspective about a year ago now. We've been driving a very aggressive acquisition policy, and you can see that in the number of services at 270,000 versus 210,000 a year ago. Over 40% of the customers take more than one service from us, and the revenue is growing very nicely, 49 million in Q1 versus 44 million a year earlier. Margins at consistently above 30% EBITDA margin. We also had a good quarter in the corporate segment. Revenue came in at 85 million zloty, a million zloty higher than a year ago, driven principally by growth on the data segment, which is strategically what we're targeting. Growth of 3 million zloty year on year to 37 million from data services, and margins continue to be very strong, above 50%. In the carrier segment, also a very good quarter. The revenue came in at 57 million zloty, and margins rebounding at 47%. You may notice that we've actually reorganized slightly between the corporate and carrier segments since the 1st of January. The ISP customer base that we have, so independent internet service providers scattered around the country, we've moved into our carrier segment, where previously they were dealt with by the corporate group. So you might notice that some of these numbers have been restated versus a year earlier. The cost situation remains very comfortable on, as you'll see on slide 16. The headcount is the active headcount is still below 1,400 at 1,399 heads. Pretty much all the growth is coming from acquired headcount in the Ethernet acquisition program. The core Netia headcount is stable. The total SG&A to revenue has fallen by 3 percentage points of sale during the last 12 months. We now have where we were at 30% of sales in Q1 of last year. We now came in at 27% of sales, and that's obviously contributing strongly to the EBITDA improvement. Slide 17 deals with CapEx and operating cash flow. As you heard earlier, we're targeting 230 million zloty of CapEx for the full year versus 200 million in 2010. And so some of that increment came through in the first quarter. The CapEx was 41 million in Q1, up 41% on a year earlier. There's a few reasons for that. The chief one being that the LLU rollout of the additional 160 or so nodes to get to 700 nodes was actually in full swing through Q1. We're aiming to finish that program more in the third quarter rather than the fourth quarter, and this is what's behind the data spend at 25 million zloty versus 15 million zloty a year earlier. The Corpo segment has also increased spending slightly, about 2 million higher on year-on-year on acquiring new customers. Coming back to our network upgrade that Mirek mentioned, getting up to 500,000 homes passed is on both VDSL and Ethernet together by the end of the year is built into the numbers. It's covered by the 230 million zloty forecast that we've given. It's relatively cheap to do on the VDSL side. It's basically adding VDSL cards into the existing ADSL cabinets spread around our network, and on the Ethernet network it's mainly around bringing fiber to the building on a proportion of the network. Further spend will come with the acquisition of customers around set-top boxes associated with the TV service, but the basic rollout to get to the first 500,000 lines is actually quite inexpensive. In terms of free cash flow generation, we had 160 million zloty for the whole of 2010. We're targeting 170 million zloty for 2011, and we're well on track with a rolling position of 158 million on the first quarter. So just a couple of quick comments on some of the accounting going on below adjusted EBITDA. First of all, depreciation and amortization. Some of you may recall from our Q4 conference call that one of the byproducts of the impairment reversal that we booked in Q4, all things being equal, would be an increase in depreciation expenses going forward. In the context of Strategy 2020, we've also taken a look at the useful economic lives of the copper networks that we own. Because of the VDSL upgrade, we believe those networks will be viable economically much longer than they were as purely copper ADSL networks, with the result that we've reduced the depreciation rates, and this has resulted in depreciation ticking up only slightly by 2% year on year. That also had a knock-on effect in deferred tax, as we recognize increased value of deferred tax assets as a result. You see the 6 million zloty figure lower down in the statement there. The hit on the tax dispute was 58.3 million zloty, as I mentioned earlier. And if you go to the next slide, there's a little bit more detail about this issue. You will recall that we've been in dispute with the tax office about the 2003 CIT bill for about 2 years now. The tax office issued a final binding decision in March of 2010, which we had no choice but to pay. So the 58 million zloty actually left the company's books a year ago. However, based on the advice of our advisors, which is extremely strong as to the strength of our case, management took the view that with two instances of independent court still to go, we have every chance of recovering the money. And so during 2010, we treated this amount as a receivable on our balance sheet. We didn't record it as a taxation expense. Now, unfortunately, on the 15th of March this year, the first instance of the independent court, the Warsaw Administrative Court, actually found in favour of the tax office, much to our surprise and disappointment. We are still waiting for the written justification of their decision, but we fully expect that we will go to the next stage, which is the final judicial stage, known as Cassatia, here in Poland, which means going to the Supreme Administrative Court. We continue to fully believe in our arguments. We're hopeful that that court will recognise our position, but we do have to realise that it is now the last chance to recover this money, and so with that in mind, we reluctantly decided to expense the item that we'd hitherto treated as a receivable. So the key point being, the cash went out over a year ago. This is only upside now from now on, should we manage to recover it at the Supreme Court. Moving on to slide 20, the final comments from my side regard the distribution policy and what we're going to use with the what we're going to do with the surplus cash. You'll remember back in January we explained to you our distribution policy and our M&A funding situation, which you see laid out on this slide, but nothing's changed on those two points. What I'd like to focus on is our announcement yesterday regarding a share buyback proposal that we intend to put to our shareholders at the AGM on the 2nd of June. Following a lot of consultation with shareholders on the basis of the distribution policy that we announced during the last 3 months, we've decided to propose that up to 350 million zloty of funding be put aside for share buybacks over the coming quarters. The major thinking here, obviously, is that we do, as a management team, believe that the company is not fully valued by the market, and we only need to retain about 300 million zloty as our contribution to major acquisitions, together with the 700 million zloty of debt we have arranged. We should be able to close a major acquisition should the opportunity come along. So therefore, over the next few quarters, assuming that the shareholders accept this proposal, we would look to start a buyback process, primarily using surplus cash flow that the business is throwing off over and above that 300 million zloty to buy back shares. We're proposing to buy back up to 12.5% of the equity over the coming months. Now, obviously, the exact pace of this process will somewhat depend on how we do on major acquisitions. If we end up doing more than one major acquisition, as we know, Dialog and Exetel are potentially targets for the next 12 months, that may slow this process down somewhat, but we will be consulting very closely and working very closely with the supervisory board on this over the next few months. So with those remarks, I'll pass it back to Mirek to close our formal comments.
Yeah, thank you, Jonathan, and ladies and gentlemen, just summarizing, page 21, our broadband strategy is driving further profit improvements and free cash flow, and the first quarter of this year is good proof of this. 2011 January, we've announced the strategy going beyond 2012, going throughout 2020, which puts even bigger focus on progress on multi-play services, especially triple play, along with the network upgrades to new generation access, and we've kicked off both of those activities already, as well as further rollout of local loop unbundling and the customer care as a key differentiation factor, the Client Omania project. As Jonathan mentioned, we are very well positioned for major acquisitions, and this is our focus going forward. And if we are, for whatever reasons, decide not to pursue those opportunities or they don't present themselves, we have in place our distribution policy, as announced in January and now reconfirmed, and we will be presenting it to General Shareholders meeting in June. Proposing to allocate this 350 million of funds for this buyback program. As said earlier, we are also confirming today our outlook for full year 2011 as a result of a very satisfactory first quarter results. With that, I would like to turn back to you for any questions you might have, and thank you for your attention so far. Emily, I think we can ask for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad. If you change your mind and wish to withdraw your question, please press 7 again. You'll be advised when to ask your question. Your first question comes from Price Maximala. Please go ahead.
Yes, so good morning, everyone. First of all, congratulations on the solid set of results on the stock market. My question regards the slowing pace of the subscribers growth. Looking at the 1Q, it's the new additions in the broadband segment are about 14,000. That compares to about 36 in the 4Q 2010. Similarly, we have seen from your competitors' numbers coming up recently that they had also subscribers additions that were much slower than historically. Is that generally the phenomena of the market? Is saturation already at the point where gaining another subscriber will cost too much? I realize this does not include that much of a acquisitions. It's primarily organic growth, I can see. And the second question comes at the level of the operating margins. The improvement that we have seen appears to stem primarily from the lower SG&A costs. And looking at the gross profit margins, they remain roughly unchanged when you compare it year on year. When and if could we expect the positive sales mix to translate into increasing gross margins? That's the second question, and the third one is on the buyback. On the buyback that you're proposing, the 350 million slot is to be spent over a period of 2 years, obviously subject to a base of acquisitions. And it looks like the commencement of the start of the buyback should be not later than 1 year from the date of approval. When do you exactly see start the buyback to begin? Thank you.
Okay, I'll ask John to handle the second and the third question, and let me start with the broadband additions and the market growth. We don't have yet a full picture of the first quarter as we are not having information from the cable TV companies or providers. Definitely the market is not exploding. As we said earlier, we would expect around 500,000 broadband users to be added this year, as it was last year, which isn't an explosive growth, definitely. But I'd say Polish market is far away from saturation. looking in comparison to other European markets, for instance. So the growth potential is still there, and I think some of those revolutionary offers who just introduced new devices, new ways of using internet will be further boosting that growth. So I'm quite optimistic on that growth potential going forward. Our net additions, I think we're on a very healthy level. We've remained being market leader as per our data. This was definitely one of the slowest quarters for us in terms of net additions, but I'm more optimistic looking forward as some of the initiatives we've been working on more in a quote-unquote laboratory or office environment over the past 12 months or so are now visibly coming to the market. That includes our upgrade of networks, a triple play offer, the no limit offer which we've just introduced and it's very well received in the market, as well as a number of new initiatives I can't yet talk about due to some commercial reasons, but which make me really positive that the guidance we've provided for 780 to 800,000 broadband subscribers by end of this year will be delivered by us. So I hope that answers your question, and when it comes to margin improvement, John, if you could elaborate on that, please.
Sure. Yeah, in terms of gross margins, I think the good progress last year came on the cost side, but it was largely offset by ARPUs declining. If you look at Q1 of last year, we had about 56 lari on broadband and 53 on voice. We now have... I think it's 50, 51, and 51 on the two services. We will, or we do expect, both of those ARPUs to be more stable this year. The market is moving towards providing more value to the customer and away from discounting. I mean, the speeds that are being offered are going up very, very quickly. So if we do manage to keep the ARPU level stable, then I believe that the you should start to see some good improvement in the margins as the year goes on. I mean, another factor is the share of LLU relative to BSA in our mix of services is going up very quickly. We had if you look LLU versus as a proportion of total connections over the TP network. Was 16% a year ago, now it's 32%, and that will continue to grow very rapidly during 2011. So obviously LLU is a lot cheaper from a cost perspective, and this should also help our margins. In addition, as Mirek said, we have a pretty strong pipeline of Ethernet acquisitions that we want to get done during the course of 2011. That's more own infrastructure, and that also helps gross margins. The second question was in relation to the buybacks. The resolution itself is drafted obviously to give us plenty of implementation flexibility. So as you rightly summarised, it does say we have up to a year to get the to start the process, and up to 2 years. To complete it. 350 million zloty as well is roughly 2 years of free cash flow, so that's kind of why we came up with that structure. We would anticipate starting relatively quickly with the buybacks, but there is obviously a significant interaction with how the future of Dialog and Exatel plays out over the coming months. Obviously, we would look, if we were able to acquire those companies, that would put debt on the business. It would create some debt service obligations on ourselves to make repayments, to pay interest, and that would feed through into having an impact on this buyback program. But we do anticipate starting the process relatively quickly if the shareholders approve it.
I guess my question was more of would you be starting the process of a buyback before the Dialog tender finalizes, or that will be before the end of the second quarter, or would you be waiting the result of the tender before you actually start a tender?
It's public knowledge that process is running at the moment. So, I mean, I think the two things will come to a conclusion at more or less the same time. The AGM is scheduled at the beginning of June.
Okay.
We should know where we stand during the second quarter if KGHM's remarks are
all
correct.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad now. The next question, Councillor Athletic Iswadu, please go ahead. Your line is open from SG.
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes,
we hear you. I was on mute. I'm sorry. Yeah, Leszek Iwaszka from Societe Generale. Here, two questions from me. First, on referring to the question of my predecessor on the broadband market in Poland. Can you comment? Do you see as a factor behind maybe less satisfactory as some people expected the growth in the Q1, the substitution coming from mobile internet? The mobile operators have been pretty active and, let's say, aggressive on launching commercial mobile internet offers in the first quarter. So that's my first question. The second question refers to the decision of the regulator from a few days ago, which excluded 11 municipalities from obligation that TPSA doesn't have to anymore dominant they don't have a dominant position as the dominant operator in those 11 municipalities. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. My question would be: does this decision will have any impact on your relations with TPSA? Like practically, how the decision changes the landscape in those 11 gminas, in those 11 municipalities between you and TPSA? Some of these municipalities are pretty big cities like Warsaw, Lublin, Olsztyn. That's it from me.
On the broadband market, I don't think mobile is an issue here. As I said, we don't see at the cable TV operators, and I think there is a outflow from telcos, or that would be probably cable TV players taking a bigger share. Still very fragmented, as we know. Again, my optimism is also connected with the fact that now with the upgrades of the networks and the triple play offer, TV included, we, for the first time ever, have great tools to compete against those cable TV operators. And there are areas where there is an overlap of the networks, and our competition ability was limited. So I'm more positive going forward with those new bullets in our GAN. But mobile, I don't see as an issue, and we also have that included in our offer, and that would just be complementary and extensive into our offer.
Rather complementary than substitutory.
Yes.
Okay.
On the regulatory decision you talk about, I have to say I don't have details. There is a discussion going on, but I don't know to what extent it's been converted into the decision. You kind of surprised me with that.
Okay, I thought it was a decision, actually. I saw the news on the UK side. I thought it was a decision, but maybe I'm wrong. It's only a discussion, so...
Yeah, that's my impression, and this is around excluding wholesale access in some of the municipalities, you're right,
yeah.
Which it will depend obviously on how that decision eventually passes through. But some of the West European markets which implemented it were having as one of the conditions for exclusion from those wholesale offering to have at least one LLU operator. And obviously in Poland there is only us providing LLU services. Mm-hmm. So for that for us would not mean any problem. If anything, this would actually limit competition from other wholesale operators. But I think we should wait until having a full clarity on when and what would that be.
Okay, so to your knowledge, it's not the decision that was like legally made by UK. It's only still a proposal. There's a like 200 pages document on their webpage, and I entitled decision. So I thought it was kind of already basically a law. So it's still not.
Okay, let me do the following. We'll double check to you and then get back to you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
As a friendly reminder, please press 7 if you'd like to ask a question. So no questions coming through, so hand back to management to wrap up today's call.
Ladies and gentlemen, in such a case, thank you for listening to our call and for all your questions. And as always, looking forward to seeing you in person. Thank you very much and have a good day.
Thank you for joining today's conference. You may now replace your handsets.